25 is the Netzach Shebenetzach. This is endurance in endurance. So this is the pinnacle of this week. Well, we move up to the Malchus, the regal aspect of it, but right now we're in the essence of determination in determination, or perseverance in perseverance. And so the questions become about where you're persevering, what you're doing that's serving you or not serving you. How are you disciplined? Are you doing the right kind of disciplines to make sure that you thrive with your productivity? How do we know that you're aimed in the right direction? Are your habits good for you? Are the choices you're making good for you? Because this is what everyone has to have, is a measure of discipline in their discipline, or perseverance in their perseverance. One has to have that. So if I'm persevering in the wrong things, then it's very clear that I won't reach the goals I want to reach, because I'm going in the wrong direction. So I have to be determined about what is good for me. So my determination in my determination has to be correctly aimed. So for example, if you say to me, Bev, I want to be a long distance runner, and I say to you, fantastic, how are you looking at your diet? How are you looking at the water you're drinking? How are you looking at your exercise? How often do you go to the gym? How often are you on the road training? And you say to me, well, I do a lot of wee gym, you know, I run in my lounge and I'm drinking occasionally, but I do a lot of like diet drinks. And I'd say to you, okay, so I know that you're determined about it, but the determination in that determination, that might need a little bit of tweaking if you want to reach this goal. So it's very much about the habits we have, Brian. We all have more in us than we think we do. Everybody has persevered long after they thought they couldn't go anymore. Everybody has pulled out of somewhere what they need to cope with when they feel like they're broken. We can all think of times like that right off the bat. We can think of times where we were just too tired to go on and we went on anyway. So everyone has this amazing capacity to be enduring in their endurance. And be determined in their determination. But it's very important that we choose the habits that will ultimately serve us to make us strong enough to be productive and reach our goals without selling ourselves short. Okay, so to recap, it's every aspect of it is with its own challenges and blessings, right? But there's seven different aspects. The first level is loving kindness, that's chesed. The next one is gevura, that's discipline. The next one is tiferes, which is compassion and love in a certain way, compassion and gentleness. The next one is netzach, that's the week we're in now, the fourth week and the fourth component of behavior, which is endurance or determination. The next one that we're moving into is hod, which is humility. And then it will be yesod, which is bonding, and then malchus, the regal sovereignty, the nobility of that, of all the aspects. And so we don't start off with one and move it through slowly. Each day we refine a different aspect of each personal trait. So this week we've already done the loving kindness and endurance. We've done, that was Saturday night, Sunday, then Sunday night, Monday was the discipline and endurance, then the compassion endurance, and today we've given an opportunity energetically to be supported in looking at our endurance and our endurance to make sure. A lot of endurance is about habits, Brian. It's about the daily disciplines, the way we focus, the way we function. And a lot of this week is about giving ourselves the opportunity to relook at all the choices we've made, all the commitments we've made, and make sure that they serve us, make sure that they are the best for us, that we're not selling ourselves short in the way we are aiming ourselves, and that we can make certain that we can flexibly look at the way we've committed ourselves and say, you know what, I don't think I'm actually on track. If I keep going this way, I don't think I'm going to reach this goal. These aren't the habits I need. These aren't the disciplines that will serve me. I need to relook at this. And being flexible enough to relook at it without bias, without judgment, without condemnation, and reprogram ourselves so that we can be more productive and reach our goals.